This episode's sponsored by Good Ranchers. Most people don't realize this, but over 85% of the grass-fed beef sold in the U.S. is actually imported from overseas. It's a system that often pushes out American farmers and ranchers. That's why it matters to be intentional about where you buy your meat. That's why I choose Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers connects you directly with local American farms and ranches. 100% American meat, pasture-raised, no antibiotics, no added hormones. Delivered straight to your door. Make the switch to better meat. Go to goodranchers.com to start your plan and get premium American meat delivered right to your door. That's goodranchers.com. American meat delivered.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Whose at mic music do we play? Brandon's or Carl's or both?
I have to play both. They're both good.
All right, producer Natalie. You got it? That's Brandon's.
And the reason we're inviting them both on mic with us, there's Carl's. And the reason we're having them both on mic with us is because we've had a debate, not really a debate, a conversation based on a sentence that Brandon said about dating black women and specifically dating snappy finger black women is how he described them.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie just lowered the monitor so she could look right at Brandon right now.
Do you consider producer Natalie a snappy finger black woman?
Yes.
I love you, Natalie.
Here comes the mic.
Let's play Natalie's at mic music.
Hi, Natalie. She got a world
We're laughing because of the look on Natalie's face.
Good morning, Miss Producer Natalie.
Natalie's so sweet, too. So,
and that's the thing. It's like I've never been mean to anyone in here. So
excuse me? Excuse me?
Have I ever been mean to you?
Mean? You no. Given a hard time, yes.
Because I like you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Not right now, but.
So, Brandon, we'll give you a chance. We'll give you a chance because Carl's the one who really wanted to weigh in on this. And Natalie, you're more than welcome to participate as well. And everybody knows our phone number, 404-741-Q100. Brandon, just in 60 seconds or less, what is your point of view on dating black women versus white women? And Brandon is a black man who interns for us.
I haven't dated a black woman. Never opposed to dating a black woman. I just don't deal well with attitudes. And in my life, I've all the black friends that I have, female friends, have been known to have the snappy finger attitude. And it's something that I love about them when they're in my corner and it's not when they're against me. So I just don't deal well with attitudes in general of any woman, no matter what race.
So that's what I think you should say. You should say all women and not black women.
But I think what caused the controversy is that you specified black women in the first time we talked to you. So that's where this is all rippling from.
And Carl, you've got a response to this, right? Because Carl's also black and married to a black woman.
Oh, yeah.
And she's snappy finger black.
Is she snappy finger?
Black sisters, black daughters, and everything.
And Carl says that this is more of a reflection on Brandon than it is on black women, or as Brandon would call, snappy finger black women.
Yeah, and what I want to say, Brandon, like, listening to Brandon and his dating thing and all that, I have to cut him a little slack, too, because don't get me wrong, man. You know I got love for you, my man, 30 grand. But if you were my little brother, I'd smack you in the back of your head.
That doesn't stop most people
around
here.
The back of your head. You sound like my nephew sometimes. And it's just like, when it comes to, when you make the statement that black women are snappy and all that, good, come on, man. That's not the truth. And I hate that you said that, to put that out there to kind of feed into that stereotype. Because we all know, your mother, she will go off on you if she needs to. It's really, man, it's like the strength, the beauty, the passion, the vivaciousness, the tenacity of black women, man. It's untouchable. You can't touch it.
Carl,
the
if passion, you weren't married, man, you would have been so married by 5 o'clock tonight with that last sentence.
And you love it, right? That's what you honor and love about black women, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I mean, for real, man, seriously, like that, not only that passion that Lisa, I remember that caller. You cannot forget Lisa, but the passion that you get, not only do you get that passion when they're upset with you, you get that same passion when they're not upset with you. So that's what you got to understand. That passion, man, that's just a passion. Now, not everyone is snappy finger, and I know you've already said that, but it just bothered me, man, that you would put that out there knowing. And then you even said that Lisa sounded like your mom. So would you not date a woman like your mom? You just gotta know how.
How do you respond to that, Brandon?
I mean, would I date a woman like my mom? Yeah, I would, but again, I don't do well with attitude. So that's a problem with me and my mom, too. When my mom gets overly attitude-ish towards me, I just don't talk to her. Me and my mom.
Are you afraid of confrontation? Is that it?
I just don't. Well, to be honest, we grew up with a lot of arguing in the house between my mom and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent a lot of time as a kid in my room listening to them arguing and stuff like that. So I vowed never to be in a relationship or a situation where there's arguing.
Are your parents divorced?
Yeah.
And the reason I ask that is because I know that people, friends of mine who are divorced kids tend to avoid conflict because conflict to them, and not to put words in your mouth, but it seems to remind them of it being a negative outcome.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah, I can understand that. That makes more sense.
Hey, is it Elon?
Yes.
Hey, Elon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Okay. Well, I love the show. I've been listening since I was 14. Now I'm 23. You guys
thanks
aren't old, but I love you guys.
All right, Elon. Thanks a lot for calling.
Bye-bye. See you later. And, you'll watch us turn into snappy finger white women right now.
what's your comment for Brandon?
I just wanted to call in and defend intern Brandon because I'm a black female, and I mean, I grew up in a majority, white neighborhood, but I did identify myself with the other black people that grew up the way I did, and you can't fault him for that. And and I feel like people calling up and giving him attitude for making him, feel wrong for the way he grew up and the way he is just wrong. And I just wanted to tell him that, don't let them get you down, because there aren't a lot of unsnappy black women. I'm a black female, and I get snappy myself sometimes, and I can see where he's coming from, and maybe he hasn't seen, the other side of, black females who are nice. And I just want to tell him to keep his head up.
Thank you.
And you know what? I wanted to say this to you as well, Brandon, because I'm not saying you have the right to not want to be bothered by a snappy woman. Who wants to be bothered by a woman with an attitude? Every woman develops an attitude, right?
I just raised my hand.
But
it's a turn on for me.
But what I'm saying is, my thing is, when Bert mentioned that I felt strong about that, what I feel about that is that you as a man, if you have anybody approach you with attitude, you have to address it. You can't just veer away from black people, black women, you know what I'm saying? So if you have dealing with a strong woman, period, you may encounter some sort of adversity. But as a man, you have to learn how to address it. There's been plenty of times that I've dealt with strong women and had to pull them to the side. Listen, calm your little ass down a little bit. You may have to address
You don't
it
say that. No, you don't.
But in a way.
But Carl's saying don't run away from it.
Don't run away from it, dude.
Avoid it.
Just manning up on anything. That's manning up on anything. Women, whatever you have to deal with.
Hey, Maya, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's going on?
I was calling because I'm a black woman, and I agree with Carl. Brandon can choose to date whoever he wants to date, and I think that's fine. I just don't think he should put the statement out there that, snappy finger black women, he tries to stay away from. And I also want to say that I just don't feel like black women should be calling, getting mad at Brandon, because I don't think tomorrow we'll wake up and see that all the black women in the state of Georgia have taken the bridge because Brandon doesn't want to date us. It's fine.
Taking the bridge.
It's good. We're good. We're good, Brandon.
I mean, if every woman who's taken the bridge that didn't want to date me, there'd be about 3 females left in Atlanta. So I understand. I don't take that personally.
Hey, Asia, welcome to the Bert Show.
Hi. I just have a question for you guys.
Yeah. What?
Lately, I've been hearing a lot of, I'm just wondering why you guys are so racist.
Why we're racist?
I mean, because lately it seems like all you guys talk about is black women and how black women are, and how, at one point I heard Melissa compare being gay to being black. So,
when? Today? I didn't do that today.
Not today. It was a while ago, and I tried to call in, but I never got in.
I can't respond because I don't know what you're talking
about. Kind of messed up. I just don't understand.
So are you uncomfortable with discussions about race?
I mean, I'm not uncomfortable with it. I mean, I get that or whatever, but it's just the way you were comparing a black person to being gay. It's not the same at all.
We're not even
like,
talking about
that's
that.
That's why I'm just like, I don't understand.
If I could remember the context, I could respond. But, I mean, I don't know how long you're talking, you know, how long ago and what context and what you're talking about.
She was mad weeks ago, and she just wanted to call in.
And this morning I said that, snappy finger black women turned me on.
Hey, Ashley, welcome to the show.
Me too.
Hi, I am a white female, and I am offended by what Brandon has to say because, boy, you think we don't have attitude? I'll show you attitude. I'm a redhead, so don't tell me that I don't have attitude.
You got a snappy finger ginger lady. Ashley, thank
you. You need to be with Carl's side and say that every woman can have an attitude.
Hey, Ashley, thank you for calling.
No problem.
Brandon's just the punching bag today.
After this, I've just determined I'm going to be single for the rest of my life. I'm dedicating my life to sports.
But no, though, man, Brandon's a real good dude. Real good personality. Let his light shine whenever he needs to, man. But you're just young, dude. Hang with me sometimes.
Carl's going to straighten you out. Carl takes care of every guy in his family. He's got nephews. There are people in this world who send their kids to Carl and say, hey, this is your nephew, and Carl just believes him and takes him in and straightens the kid out and sends him home.
Exactly.
Camp Carl.
You're on The Burt Show.
This episode's sponsored by Good Ranchers. Most people don't realize this, but over 85% of the grass-fed beef sold in the U.S. is actually imported from overseas. It's a system that often pushes out American farmers and ranchers. That's why it matters to be intentional about where you buy your meat. That's why I choose Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers connects you directly with local American farms and ranches. 100% American meat, pasture-raised, no antibiotics, no added hormones. Delivered straight to your door. Make the switch to better meat. Go to goodranchers.com to start your plan and get premium American meat delivered right to your door. That's goodranchers.com. American meat delivered.